the psychiatric summary on Vicky, V-I-C-K-I, Carney, C-A-R-N-E-Y, date of birth April 1st, 1951, to Jill Heath, H-E-A-T-H-M-D, 223 East Chestnut Street, Suite 4, Asheville, North Carolina, 28801. Dear Dr. Heath, I'm responding to your request for information, treatment records regarding Vicky Carney. Sorry for the delay in supplying these, but I wanted to prepare the summary rather than send you Xeroxes of actual records. I thought it would be more helpful. I was Vicky's treating psychiatrist starting in April of 1994, at which time she presented with symptoms of a dysthymia upon referral from her a therapist at the time, Dr. Porter. She had already tried various medications prior to meeting me, including Zoloft, Paxil, Prozac, Elavil, and Pamelor. At the time, she was taking Xanax, 0.5 milligrams at noon, as well as Ambien, 10 milligrams nightly, which did aid her with insomnia. Also, at the time we met, she was residing with her husband of 8 years and their 6-year-old daughter. Her treatment, as I'm sure she's told you, has been notable for exquisite sensitivity to a variety of antidepressants, most of which either cause increased anxiety and agitation, or waking, or both. Some of the medications that we tried included Effexor, which led her to feel hyper, Zoloft, which caused diarrhea, Paxil, which caused irritability and short-temperedness, Cerzone, which caused blurry vision, Remeron, which caused weight gain and edginess, Cipacote, which caused diarrhea, Wellbutrin, which caused edginess, reattempted Zoloft, cause diarrhea. Celexa, which causes jitteriness. Elavil, which causes irritability. Lexapro, which caused irritability. In 2002. Elavil, 2004, which caused agitation. In 2005, her Ambien was switched to Lunesta. With mediocre results, she switched back to Ambien. Also at this time, Cymbalta was tried for just several days. Without specific side effects, but she decided she didn't want to be on an antidepressant at that time, in 2006. We tried again in 2007, but then she chose not to take it. Also that year, Ambien was switched to Sonata, then to Lunesta. Cymbalta was again discussed. She tried Abilify in 2009. She said helped her get out of the house, but then caused agitation and nightmares. Geodone was discussed. But not taken. Xanax extended release was tried, but she did not find it helpful. Restarting psychotherapy was encouraged in September of 2011, which was helpful. Her last visit was on May 9, 2012. Which time she still suffered with anxiety and was overwhelmed by moving. She continued on Xanax 1 milligram 3 times a day as needed, and Lunesta 3 milligrams at that time, PRN. And Vicki, my warmest regards. And I hope the move to North Carolina has been smooth and beneficial. Should you have any further questions, I do have other, you know, I do still have her records, and please do not hesitate to call. Sincerely, Shelley Epstein, MD.